This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, March 19th. God's word to you today is the call. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 3, verses 17 and 18, and it says, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up." God's favorite house is not a Baptist church or an Anglican church or a Catholic church or even a Pentecostal church. God's favorite house is a church of Jesus Christ. We believe in baptism. We believe in the order of things. We believe in the Holy Ghost. Sometimes when people adopt these denominational tags, it amounts to limiting God to a certain kind of experience alone. Yes, God gave us the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, but we are not rascals. The fact that you are filled with the Holy Spirit does not mean you should be disrespectful to authority that does not know God, or that you should compromise your stand for God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the capacity to stand their ground without being disrespectful. There are Christians that work for unbelieving bosses or even nominal Christian bosses. They are filled with the Holy Spirit, know God, and are consistent in church activities. But because their boss says something lacking intelligence, they respond rudely. I'm here to inform you that God will not sanction that. For some people, it is even their spouse. He or she may not yet be a believer, but you cannot slap him or her on the face with your knowledge of God. When you read Daniel 3 verses 1 to 30, please read, "Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego gave honor to whom honor was due, but they gave worship to whom worship is due, the one and only God, the maker of the heavens and earth." That is big. They looked unto God, they were lighted, and their faces were not ashamed. Matters of Sebast were not inferior to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Note that both parties took their stand and did not buckle. Do you understand? But it pleased God to deliver in one case and not in the other. He is still God, and his faithfulness is unquestionable. If it pleases God to use it to work a miracle of deliverance that all the nations of the earth will know, let it please him. Many people want to experience God and the power of the Holy Spirit, but they are not willing to experience the fire. I have had people say to me that they want to receive the same measure of anointing that I operate in by the grace of God. While that hunger is great, the question is, can you receive the fire also? If you can go through the fire, you will see the revealed Christ. It is the fire that reveals the fourth person. Let us pray. Father, I ask for great boldness to stand for and witness Jesus. When the fire comes, Lord, I ask for the boldness to face and experience Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.